Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 23, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla shares closed at $387.51 today, down $4.44 or 1.13% from the previous session. Looking at the five-day trend, the stock opened Thursday at $388.90, peaked on Friday at $400.62, pulled back to $392.50 on Monday, dipped to $386.42 on Tuesday, and settled at $387.51 today. The shares remain firmly within a roughly $15 range, suggesting investors are in a wait-and-see mode ahead of key catalysts. On the regulatory front, Tesla's lithium refinery in Texas is facing scrutiny. A local drainage district is demanding the company halt discharges from the facility after tests revealed toxic metals in the wastewater. This adds to Tesla's growing list of environmental compliance challenges as it scales up battery production capacity. In California, Tesla's largest U.S. market, new data shows Tesla's sales crashed 24% in the first quarter, as the state's broader EV market hit its lowest point since 2021. The combination of fierce competition from Chinese EV makers, high interest rates, and the phase-out of federal EV tax credits appears to be weighing heavily on demand. On a more positive note, Tesla's Cybertruck achieved a milestone this week, becoming the first AC vehicle to grid asset in California through a partnership with PG&E. The pickup can now send power back to the grid during peak demand events, a significant proof of concept for Tesla's energy storage ambitions. Looking ahead, Tesla is expected to formally unveil its updated Roadster after years of delays. The company has reportedly sent invitations for a delivery event tied to the final iterations of the Model S and Model X, suggesting refreshed versions may be imminent. Meanwhile, the Robotaxi pilot program quietly launched in Houston and Dallas with tight geofencing restrictions, and Wall Street is questioning whether the expansion is more about pumping the stock ahead of earnings than delivering genuine autonomous revenue. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.